Anyway, it was good. It was interesting. It was cordial. But to me, it's become clear that we're not going to have a negotiated budget by Sunday. And there is a willingness, at least from the Democrat leadership, that the governor's reform agendas are still on the table and they're willing to negotiate. We'll see how that works out over the next few weeks.
Did they indicate what would be open for negotiation? Like, where is there going to be things?
Everything's still on the table. It's a matter of degree, is what we're told. And so both sides, again, Republicans and Democrats, are going to have to find middle ground on this stuff. The good news is, I think, that there's a recognition that that's the only way we're going to finally resolve this issue is from negotiation on both sides. It's very unfortunate. It's only beginning it apparently now.
Well, does everything mean right-to-work zones as well?
I think certainly the governor has already indicated he's prioritized. That is not on the priority list right now.
That is not on a priority list?
Governor, property taxes are very important for the governor, and that's something which he stressed in there repeatedly. That is an extremely important issue for him, and also workman's compensation reform are two matters that are a high priority for him. Now, we may be able to find, again, some common ground on those, and I believe that the Speaker and the President do have a willingness to work with us on those two particular issues. Now, I do feel a little bit better today. You saw the exercise that's going on in the House over the last 3 weeks, and it was pure theatrics. So we walked out of here today, the Governor, the Speaker did indicate that everything is clearly back on the table. He's not going to walk away from those core issues that the Governor's been talking about. There's got to be some middle ground, though. There's got to be some give and take. Because they're going to send him a budget. We're not going to be there to...
Are those things...
And conversely, on the Senate side, we've actually had committee hearings in the way we normally do things on some of the governor's agenda. Those of you that attended those hearings know that Democrats made suggestions, which indicates to me that there may be some room to begin to pull things together.
Are those reforms still linked to any possible new revenue?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, you know, we still believe that if there's going to be any discussion of revenue, reform comes first. It has to be, and it's not, that's non-negotiable. There has to be reforms.
So you're going to feel like you're winning right now, aren't you?
It's a matter of perspective. I mean, I'll pull the group here, but I do feel that, you know, having a Republican governor is a big difference over the last few months. But they're going to send them a budget that they knowingly is $3 to $4 billion out of balance. And, the governor's not going to sign it, and I think it was pretty clear today. So it could be a long time, as long as they want, but the fact is the governor has made it very clear that reforms are extremely important for his signature in any budget.
So you're going to be here in June resolving?
The governor also made it clear that he is ready to dig in for the long haul, that he is not going to be, forced into some short-term solution that's not good for the state in the long run. That was made clear.
What does that look like? President Cullerton said he doesn't think that members will have to be here, but that it will be the leaders hashing things out.
Governor made it clear he's not going to. There's not going to be a repeat performance of what Rob Blagojevich did a few years ago. I think there's going to be meetings with the top staff and leaders, whether it's in Chicago or Springfield, over the next month. But we're not going to. It's not my belief that we're going to have members coming in on a daily basis.
Revenue and spending. What about those things? What about bringing in some revenue or making cuts?
Things have been on the table from day one, and the governor has once again indicated on that issue, which is a core belief for many Republicans, that revenue is on the table. So the good news out of today is both sides are still ready to negotiate.
The governor's office has indicated that they're willing to spend a bunch of money over the summer.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.